Commentator Mildred Antonar is getting some looks these days, and she's fired up.
Recently, I stopped by my local BJ's to pick up some incidentals. Nothing compares to the local BJ's or Costco's when you're running low on the daily requirements that we use, like toothpaste, paper towels, bread and butter. You know what I mean. I grabbed what I needed, threw it in the shopping cart, and proceeded to the checkout line. There was a cute toddler on the line with her mother ahead of me, and to pass time, I amused myself with the little girl by showing her my range of funny faces. She was totally entertained, and we continued in that way until her mother paid for the groceries, and I was the next on line. The cashier was an African-American woman who, upon first glance at me, looked me up and down as if she were sizing me up for a fist fight. Quite honestly, it felt like she was telling me with her eyes, "What do you have to be so happy about? Don't you know that you're black? You ain't got it like that." I addressed her with a smile. I totally ignored it and continued placing my groceries on the conveyor belt for her to scan. I attempted to alleviate the heaviness that I felt coming from her with some small talk. She wasn't having it, so I left it alone. Then again last week, I rode the train home after having seen Beautiful, the Carole King story. I held my playbill in my hand and sat next to a gentleman who asked me if I thought the show was any good. I said that it was so good, in fact, that I was thinking of seeing it again with some family members. As it turns out, he is a stagehand for several Broadway musicals and plays, and we ended up having a very nice conversation about theater and the experience of seeing a live performance. There were a few African-American women sitting across from me, and they proceeded to look at me and the gentleman with so much disdain, and again it was palpable. But what was the problem? Was it because I was speaking to a white guy, or was it because I had gone to see a Broadway show? I ignored the dirty looks and continued having my conversation, but those two latest experiences left me wondering, why do black women so often act in such a distasteful manner against one another? I've experienced it with older and younger women alike, but what I also find disturbing is that my African-American female students often complain to me about the same dynamic. And it's not just limited to their peers. They protest to me that they're finding that as women in their 20s, older women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s treat them with the same type of disdain. Instead of supporting and mentoring them with their life experience, they're finding that the opposite is true. Instead of being met with camaraderie, they're confronted with scorn. Where is this pettiness and jealousy coming from? As black women, we have so many isms to rectify. We battle sexism, racism, ageism consistently. But instead of lifting each other up and being a source of support to each other, it seems that we still haven't left the elementary schoolyard. While we're fighting wage discrimination, police brutality, and the overall stress that occurs when you are a woman of color living in an unfair world, too many of us choose to tear down each other over inconsequential things like who's wearing the nicer clothes or who has the better hairstyle or new shoes. It's utter nonsense. At the end of the day, we're all battling some issue, and I know that for sure because we're human, and dealing with our issues comes with the territory. Let's try to remember that the next time we see a woman of color who might trigger a bit of insecurity in us. Remember that if we can't give her a smile or a word of encouragement, don't say anything at all. Let's avoid putting out more negative energy. We're overrun with it. The inequality that we face as women of color on this planet is enough. I'm Mildred Antonor.
Mildred Antonor is a social commentator and author, and is a professor at Seton Hall University.